Transgenderism is a corporate takeover of humanity, say protesters. By Neil Monroe on March 16, 2022. The transgender movement is a corporate takeover of humanity, says Kara Dansky, an activist who is defending society's long-standing recognition that the two sexes have different civic priorities because they are biologically different. "You, Mr. President, are complicit," she said in a Tuesday protest at the White House. "Get it out of our laws, get it out of our schools, and stop mutilating children's healthy bodies. Mr. President, the jig is up. The emperor has no clothes," Resinger, pro-transgender, memos and orders. "My president, stop manipulating and manufacturing facts about the material reality of each sex," she said, as she compared Biden's prior statements to his current pro-transgender policies. For example, Biden spoke against lies in his inauguration speech on January 20, 2020, saying, "There is truth and there are lies. Lies told for power and for profit. And each of us has a duty and responsibility. As citizens, as Americans, and especially as leaders. Leaders who have pledged to honor our Constitution and protect our nation, to defend the truth and to defeat the lies." Dansky responded, "Mr. President, the lie of gender identity is being told for power and for profit, by corporate interests. You have a duty, as a citizen, as an American, and especially as a leader, to defend the truth and to defeat the lie. Mr. President, if women are to be included in your version of democracy, you have an obligation to ensure that the law protects us as a class of human beings. Americans across the political spectrum must unite against the tyranny of gender identity. Will you join us in doing so?" Dansky said. Dansky spoke with her allies at the White, including Kelly J. Keene, a British opponent of the transgender ideology. "The anti-transgenderism position is firmly supported by the U.S. public. 62% of Americans say each person's sex cannot be changed, marking a big shift since 2019 away from the transgender ideology, according to the results of a November 2021 poll by Harvard/Harris. The poll of 1,578 registered voters was conducted October 26 to 28 by Harvard's Center for American Political Studies, CAPS, and Harris Insights and Analytics. The poll asked, "Do you think that people should be able to choose their gender and pronouns, or are someone's gender and pronouns what they are born with?" Less than 40% of the respondents agreed that people can change their sex, according to the Harvard CAPS/Harris poll, which also reported that 72% of all respondents said there are only two genders. Many conservatives and liberals oppose the core demand of the transgender movement, that governments stop classifying each person's legal sex by recognizing their male or female biology and instead police Americans to accept the unprecedented demand that each person's sex is determined by their inner sense of gender identity. There are many pro-transgender subgroups within the debate over transgenderism. The movement includes masculine autogynephilic men who demand sex from lesbians, non-political people trying to live as idealized stereotypes of the opposite sex, and prepubescent children with childish views of sexuality. It includes troubled young men fantasizing about being submissive women, lesbians trying to become men, teenage girls trying to flee a sexual environment twisted by pornography, and gay teenagers trying to escape their minority status by adopting an attempted mainstream male identity. It also includes young people trying to detransition back to their sex and alienated children being guarded by their loving parents from the transgender activists. It includes feminists who wish to blur distinctions between the two sexes and people who glamorize the distinctions between the two complementary sexes. The transgender environment also includes revenue-seeking drug companies and medical service providers, wealthy donors, ambitious politicians, manipulative teachers, and professional advocates. It also includes sexual liberationists and many progressives who are eager to liberate people from their bodies, parents who are eager or willing to endorse transgender claims, and journalists eager to help their social peers.